You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're going to end today's show with a story from San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
San Quentin State Prison has dozens of self-help programs for inmates, but one man forgoes them all, creating his own form of therapy through feeding birds. San Quentin radio reporter Miguel Cifuentes has that story.
The thought of anything happening to him bothers me, you know, but especially when I see one limping in pain, it really touches me.
I've seen this man just standing in the yard, waiting.
Some people call me the bird man, but I prefer pigeon podiatrist.
Sometimes when a gate slams in the prison, the birds get scared. They fly off him, circle briefly, and then land right back on him.
The way I got started messing with the birds was taking string off the feet so they don't lose their toes. Been in prison for 33 years for second-degree murder. I've always connected with animals better than people. So when I was a kid, I was never really into sports, so I was kind of an outcast. That, and we didn't have a lot of money, so my toys were whatever animals came into the yard and made friends with there. And, you know, with the animals, they don't judge you. They don't care if you're poor or not. All they know is they want to be your friend if you got something for them.
The yard in San Quentin is kind of like a park inside of a prison. It feels like our park, where the birds don't seem to be afraid of us.
Some people think it's crazy that I buy peanuts for the birds, but I don't think it's any crazier than people chasing cigarettes at $2 or $3 each, and they do that several times a day. The peanuts cost about $1 a bag, and I make $27 a month, so it takes an average of 20 hours worth of work just to get one bag of peanuts. But to me, it's well worth it. The birds are my habit, and the satisfaction I get out of interacting with them is priceless.
Here in San Quentin, people go to groups. They try to talk it out in therapy or with family. But Chuck, I noticed, he's finding something in these birds.
The pigeons are a major social experience for me, and hanging out with them is a relaxation that's akin to therapy. Hours can go by in an instant. Sometimes I sit out there for 3 or 4 hours, and next thing you know, it's yard recall, time to go.
And time to go means going back into the cell. It's time to disconnect with that little bit of freedom and reconnecting to a reality of being in prison.
I don't get visits, so the birds are like my visits. They come to see me every day, and I interact with them for a little while, and then they go back home. And I had people suggest that I should catch one and maybe clip its wings and keep it as a pet. And just the idea of that horrifies me. I'd never want to make another thing a prisoner. You know, I'm a prisoner myself. I know how it feels. And the satisfaction seeing them fly away when they choose to is one of the things that makes the whole thing special.
Chuck, this bird man, even has names for his birds.
The one I call Terry, he thinks he's a pterodactyl, little baby. And all I got to do is point at him and he'll jump up and land on my hand or my shoulder. But a hippie bird, he's a half tumbler. He's got feathers all the way down to his toes. It looks like he's wearing bell bottoms. One little female that hangs out on my shoulder, I call her Chicky because I've known her since she's just a tiny baby. And every once in a while, one comes up missing, you know, and I have to assume the hawk's got him. One in particular, he'll take off and be gone 2 or 3 months at a time. And it's about the time I think a hawk got him, he'll show up again. Obviously, he's cheating on me, has another human somewhere.
He can laugh, but it isn't always funny. In reality, the birds are Chuck's family.
When a bird disappears, it's like losing a piece of me. The only family I have left now is my mother up in Oregon. My brother, he committed suicide in 89, so I don't really have a whole lot out there to look forward to. It's my way of just being in my little bubble, and then a bubble gets burst. I don't know if it's so much as me being wounded, but more making reparations for my past. You know, I've done a lot of things that I wish I could go back and undo. By extending this kindness to the animals, maybe I'm banking some karma for the future.
I often see Chuck on the yard, arms extended straight out, forming a T with his body. He's creating space along his arms for his flock of birds to land safely. They always do. From San Quentin Radio, this is Miguel Cifuentes.